President Lincoln, The Duty of a Statesman, by William Lee Miller. Narrated by Lloyd James. Copyright 2008 by William Lee Miller. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with William Lee Miller and Dunnell, Carlson & Lerner, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Introduction. Honest Abe, Among the Rulers. At noon on March 4, 1861, the moral situation of Abraham Lincoln of Illinois was abruptly transformed. That morning, arising in the Willard Hotel at 14th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue in downtown Washington, he had been a private citizen, making choices of right and wrong, better and worse, good and evil, as human beings do, in his own right, for himself, by his own lights, as an individual moral agent. That afternoon, standing on the steps of the east portico of the Capitol, before 30,000 of his fellow citizens, he became an oath-bound head of state. Although he had, in the previous 2 years, rather rapidly ascended from provincial obscurity to a certain national notice, and although he had in the morning the pendulant importance of a president-elect, he was, as yet, so far as the law was concerned, one citizen alongside other citizens. At noon on that day he was transformed by the constitutional alchemy into something else. The executive of the federal government of the United States, the position that the framers in Philadelphia, 74 years before, had decided to call by the word president. There immediately settled upon his